kuna meil ei olnud venekeelset tõlki, siis kuni esimese vaheajani meie eestikeelset tõlget ei kuule. Et otse kohe puldis tõlgitakse vene keelde, aga kui esimene vaheaeg tuleb, siis me paneme välja kõrvaklapid ja siis need, kes vene keeles kuulda soovivad või kes ainult vene keelest aru saavad, need kuulevad siis kõrvaklapide kaudu. Aga praegu tuleb ainult venekeelne tõlge.
Пока у нас нет переводчика с эстонского на русский язык, может, он или она придет скоро, и поэтому до первого перерыва будет перевод только с английского на русский. И когда переводчик придет, тогда мы положим наушники, очевидно, с этой стороны, и тогда те, которые понимают только по-русски, могут сидеть с наушниками. Только медленно, слава Богу, и симпленно шел центр.
Здравствуйте. Вы говорите по-русски? Ну, скажите мне, здравствуйте.
Здравствуйте.
Ну, хорошо. Я знаю немножко по-русски. Good morning.
Доброе утро.
Thank you all for coming.
Благодарю всех за то, что вы пришли.
I'm sorry about a little delay that we experienced this morning.
Я немного огорчен, что мы не могли вовремя начинать.
However, I'm glad that all of you are here.
Но я все же рад, что вы все здесь.
I would like to know who can understand me without Heikki's help.
Могли бы вы показать рукой, которые могут меня понимать прямо на английском языке без перевода?
Ну хорошо, спасибо.
Благодарю вас.
Okay, we have a few rules I want to tell you.
Некоторые правила, о которых я хотел бы вам сказать.
Rule number one.
Первое правило.
I believe that our brain can take only as much as our seat can.
Я верю, что наш разум не может дольше слушать, чем мы можем сидеть на одном месте.
And therefore I make a break every about 40-45 minutes.
И поэтому мы через каждые 45 минут или 50 минут будем сделать маленький перерыв.
And when I say to you that we have a break,
и когда я говорю перерыв,
that means that all of us get up,
это значит, что мы все должны встать,
walk around,
и проходить вокруг,
open the windows, get some oxygen,
открыть окна, чтобы получить кислород,
say hello to your neighbors,
и приветствовать соседов.
You might find somebody who is interested in the same thing that you are.
Может вы находите друга, который думает так же, как вы думаете.
And make some new friends.
И так вы приобретаете новых друзей.
Rule number two.
И второе правило.
Please do not interrupt us with questions while we are speaking.
Мы просим, чтобы вы не прервали нас с вопросами, пока мы говорим.
It is very difficult, especially for Heikki, because he has to think in two languages.
Это очень трудно для переводчика, потому что он должен думать на двух языках одновременно.
So please take a piece of paper, make notes.
И поэтому просим, возьмите листок бумаги, сделайте там свои замечания.
And put down your notes, and we will give you time for questions.
И потом будет время для вопросов и ответов. Можно я добавлю. Здесь сидит сестра на первой скамье. Все ваши письменные вопросы прошу передать ей, И когда будет специальное время, в той же очереди, как вы их представили, лектор будет отвечать. А те, которые не могут писать или не хотят, они подходят также к сестре, и она запишет, или вы запишите там очереди свои имена, и когда будет время, также по очереди вы можете представить свои вопросы устно, и лектор будет отвечать. И мы будем взять один письменный вопрос, один устный, и так, чтобы был порядок, потому что в Тарту в последние дни там было очень много вопросов, и даже штук 15, наверное, остались неотвеченными.
I also want to add something to the questions.
Я тоже хотел бы что-то добавить к этим вопросам.
Please, at all, if possible, ask me questions pertaining to what I say.
Прошу, чтобы ваши вопросы касались, если возможно, того, что мы здесь проходим на лекциях.
And we will answer all these questions for all of you, so others may learn as well.
Please repeat.
Well, everybody can listen, so they also
can learn. И мы будем отвечать вслух, чтобы и другие, не только спрашивающие, могли получить пользу от этого.
If you have questions of a personal character,
если вы имеете личные, сугубо личные вопросы,
something that is ailing you or somebody in the family,
может, личные проблемы или проблемы из семьи,
and please make an appointment, I'll talk to you privately.
Тогда договоримся, таким объединенным, да, чтобы могли встречаться где-то в объединенном месте, чтобы и другие действительно не слышали. Может, для этого сестра будет брать еще один листок и там записать имена, которые желают личную встречу с лектором. Сестра Айну, да? Кормас.
Okay. And please do not be afraid to come up and talk to me in the break.
И не бойтесь приходить ко мне во время перерыва, и можем побеседовать.
Это возможно для вас говорить со мной по-русски, я понимаю все, но очень трудно для меня трудно для меня говорить. Ну, пожалуйста, говорите со мной по-русски, это очень хорошо. Now, you would like to start with the seminar.
Ну, теперь мы начнем семинар.
We are going to do for you a healthful living seminar.
Семинар – это о здравоохранении, о личном здоровье каждого человека.
I teach a preventive approach to human health.
Я затрагиваю на своих лекциях профилактический аспект к здоровью человека.
I do not only teach it,
я не только преподаю это,
but I also practice it, I live it myself.
Но я живу и практикую это в своей жизни также.
And as we will be talking over these 3 days, I will be sharing with you my personal experiences as well.
И последние 3 дня в Тарту я много говорил о своих личных опытах.
And since Heikki mentioned Tartu, I want to say a few words about Tartu.
Так как Heikki назвал Тарту, я хотел бы сказать несколько слов о Тарту.
It was really a marvelous experience for both of us in Tartu.
Это действительно было чудное переживание для нас обоих в Тарту.
We had the lectures at the largest auditorium at the university.
Мы могли проводить лекции в самом большом аудитории Тартуского университета.
And we had every meeting at least 200 people present.
И на каждой лекции было по меньшей мере 200 человек.
We believe we also had close to 300 people in one lecture.
На одной лекции было около 300 человек.
And what pleased me very much that majority of the people were young people.
И я был очень рад, что большинство из этих были молодые.
And they were very, very interested in healthful living.
Они были очень заинтересованы в здоровом образе жизни.
And even though I can understand and speak some Russian,
и так как я немного могу понимать русский язык,
that's not what I said. I said that I understand what I can speak
in Russian. И немного говорить.
Now I forgot what I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. You have to translate exactly.
Yes, but it's very difficult for me.
Но я забыл, что я хотел сказать.
Ты не слушаешь.
I know. Even though I understand everything in Russian and can speak a little bit.
Значит, я могу понимать русский язык и немного говорить.
We have in Tartu, we have communicated in the universal language.
Мы в Тарту сообщались на универсальном языке.
And the universal language is love.
И этот универсальный язык — это любовь.
I have received so many expressions of love from my audience in Tartu.
Я получил от своей аудитории в Тарту так много выражений любви.
That I had to bring one of them with me.
И поэтому я решил одно из этих выражений взять с собой сюда.
And I have it right here on me in my pocket.
И это здесь в кармане.
I have an Estonian flag.
Здесь у меня эстонский флаг.
I got two.
Я получил два.
But the other one is for the car, so I brought this one to be able to have it here.
Другой для машины, и я не мог взять с собой ее сюда.
And I also have received many, many flowers.
И я получил очень много цветов.
And somebody who heard me in Tartu,
и кто-то, кто услышал меня в Тарту,
is here today.
Некоторые из них и находятся и здесь сегодня.
One special person I'm talking about.
Я имею в виду одного конкретного человека.
And I already have gotten the first expression of love from you here in Tallinn.
И я от нее получил уже специальное так, выражение любви.
And I have it right here.
Это здесь.
I already have flowers.
У меня уже цветы.
Thank you very much. Now we have chalk, so we can start.
Теперь мы получили уже мел, и мы можем начинать. И я прошу от себя очень извинения, если я не могу точно переводить на русский язык. И если вы можете мне помочь, прошу это сделать с громким голосом. Обыкновенно я всегда прошу аудиторию, чтобы помогали переводчика в медицинских терминах. И я действительно переводчик не знаю их, поэтому особенно врачей прошу мне помогать.
We want to look at human health in a holistic approach.
Мы хотим рассматривать человеческое здоровье с аспекта такого целостного аспекта.
Our being has three parts.
Наше существо имеет три части.
the physical, the mental, and the spiritual.
Физическая часть, потом вторая часть разум и третья духовная часть нашего существа.
If we want to be healthy,
и если вы хотите быть здоровыми,
we need to be well in all three parts of our being.
Вы должны быть здоровы во всех трех частях своего существа.
From the preventive aspect of the lectures,
с профилактического аспекта наших лекций,
we will want to look at all three parts.
И мы будем рассматривать все три части. Что это значит, профилактический аспект?
That means that we want to learn how to stay healthy.
Это значит, что мы хотим научиться быть здоровыми.
Instead of treating an illness as a result of incorrect lifestyle.
И вылечить болезни, которые являются результатами нашего неправильного образа жизни.
So let's put down the word lifestyle.
И поэтому будем дефинировать слово «образ жизни».
What is a lifestyle?
Что такое образ жизни?
That's the way we live.
Это как мы живем.
That is where we live.
Где мы живем.
What is our work?
Какой является наша работа.
How do we spend the hours when we are not working?
Как мы проводим часы, когда мы не работаем.
What we eat.
Что мы кушаем.
If we exercise.
Занимаемся ли мы физкультурой или сделаем достаточно движений.
How we think,
как мы думаем.
And if we do have a relationship with God,
и какие отношения имеем мы с Богом.
You see, in the physical part of our being,
в физической части нашего существа,
that would be usually where the illness will manifest itself.
В этой части обыкновенно мы можем увидеть признаки болезни.
In the mental part of our being,
части, второй части, части разума.
That's where we think, that's where we feel.
В этой части мы думаем, там эмоции проявляют себя.
That's where we make our form our attitudes.
Там мы формируем отношения к другим.
That's where we make our decisions.
Там мы будем принимать решения.
And based on these decisions, we will take action.
И на основе этих решений мы будем действовать.
The spiritual part of our being.
Духовная часть нашего существа.
That is where we have our relationship with our Creator.
Там проявляются наши отношения с нашим Создателем.
That's where we consider our relationship to God.
И там мы должны размышлять о нас, наших соотношениях с нашим Богом.
What is very, very important,
что является очень важным,
is to know,
это знать,
that all these three parts of our being,
что все эти три части нашего существа,
are very, very closely connected,
очень тесно связаны друг с другом.
They're actually interconnected.
Они очень тесно связаны. Именно все три между собой.
Even I have one more question to ask you.
Я хотел бы задать еще один вопрос к вам.
Who was here and heard me speaking in May?
Кто был здесь в мае месяце, когда я был? Покажите, пожалуйста. Мая. Поднимите руки выше, пожалуйста.
Хорошо, спасибо.
Благодарю.
So only few of you heard this before, so for the rest of you it's totally good news.
Значит, довольно мало вас здесь, которые услышали, а для большинства это совсем новые добрые вести. Если я имею проблему физической части моего существа, тогда это влияет и на других частей моего существа. Обыкновенно я использую здесь следующий пример. Вы сломали ногу на лыжах или потерпели аварию. И лахасесса, ялга панема, как это? Вы ногу положили в гипс. Да, ногу положили в гипс.
Okay. Now, that is a problem in the physical part of your being.
Это проблема физической части вашего существа.
So far I have not met anybody who was happy having a broken leg.
Я не видел ни одного человека, который был бы счастлив за то, что он сломал ногу.
Well, that means you are unhappy and that in the mental part of your being.
Это значит, что вы несчастны, и это уже вторая часть вашего существа, ваш разум.
You see, happiness is an emotion.
Вы знаете, что счастье – это эмоция. Значит, это принадлежит второй части существа, нашему разуму. И что касается духовной части нашего существа, может, вы смотрите вверх и говорите: «Отче, почему это со мной так случилось, а не с Джоном?» Вы увидите, что мы очень склонны обвинять Бога. И значит, эта проблема уже выявляет себя в духовной части нашего существа. Значит, эти соотношения существуют между всеми частями нашего существа.
Now you see, it gets rather involved.
Это довольно комплицировано, сложно.
And as we go through the seminar,
и когда мы проходим дальше с нашим семинаром,
I hope that you will get a better picture of the very intricate relationships in our being.
Я надеюсь, что вы получаете более лучшую картину о этих соотношениях между разными частями нашего существа.
I will also share with you many, many good news.
И я хотел бы разделять с вами многие-многие добрые новости.
But I will also share with you many bad news.
Но я принес вам и плохие новости.
And those bad news will be...
И эти плохие новости, плохие вести...
The results of our incorrect lifestyles.
Это следствие нашего неправильного образа жизни.
then we will be talking about degenerative illnesses.
Мы будем рассуждать и дегенеративные болезни человека.
When we say degenerative, what
Когда мы пользуемся термином дегенеративные, что мы подразумеваем под этим? Мы подразумеваем, что наше тело было в хорошем состоянии до этого. И в результате нашего неправильного образа жизни мы заболели. Пример. Высокое давление крови. As opposed to? Сопоставление с заболеванием, воспалением легких. Воспаление легких является результатом действия бактерий. А высокое давление крови – это уже результат неправильного образа жизни. Теперь вы знаете, в чем разница. Мы знаем,
that there are nations or peoples on this earth,
что на этой планете находятся, живут целые народы,
that do not suffer from degenerative illnesses of man,
которые не болеют этими дегенеративными болезнями человека.
Instead of illness, we can also use the word disease.
Да, это синоним уже.
And for the benefit of the English-speaking people.
И для людей, которые понимают английский язык,
I want to point out to you,
я хотел бы указать,
that the word disease, that the word this is,
это слово болезнь на английском языке,
comes from the word ease.
Это происходит от слова ease, то есть
that
такое
relax,
да, хорошее состояние, спокойное and, состояние человека.
And the preposition this,
и препозиция this,
which of course comes from Latin and means,
что происходит с латинского языка,
and means the opposite of what comes after that.
И означает совсем противоположное состояние.
So we will talk about it later when we will be talking about the mental part of our being.
Мы будем рассуждать это позже, когда будем говорить о второй части существа, о разуме.
So if we talk about lifestyle,
когда мы рассуждаем о здоровом образе жизни,
then I have to tell you one more thing.
Я должен сказать вам еще что-то.
We have a choice.
Мы можем выбирать.
We have a choice what kind of lifestyle I want to live.
Мы можем выбирать свой образ жизни.
So we have another term for the diseases of degenerative diseases.
Мы имеем еще один термин о этих дегенеративных болезнях.
We also call them illnesses of choice.
Мы называем еще их болезнями выбора. Болезнями выбора.
Now you look at me and say, Stanley, are you telling us that I can choose my own illness?
Теперь вы, может, смотрите на меня и думаете, Стэнли, неужели вы говорите, что я сам выбираю себе болезнь?
And I say yes.
Я должен отвечать да.
Just to make sure that you understand what I'm talking about, I will give you at least two examples.
Чтобы действительно вы поняли, и я мог понимать, что вы понимаете, я дам вам пример. Некоторые примеры.
At least two.
По меньшей мере два.
Now let's look at the person who smokes.
Возьмем человека, который курит.
Our habits are part of our lifestyle.
Наши привычки являются частью нашего образа жизни.
And we are creatures of habits.
И мы являемся существами привычки.
Later on in the good news I will share with you all about the habits.
И когда мы будем рассматривать эти добрые вести, я буду более детально говорить о привычках.
So nobody can possibly force you to smoke.
Конечно, никто не может заставлять вас курить.
You have a free choice.
Вы имеете свободный выбор.
However, if you choose to smoke,
но если вы выбираете и решаете курить,
then you have to suffer the consequences.
Вы должны страдать этими результатами.
And in the Soviet Union,
и в Советском Союзе,
just like elsewhere else in the world, elsewhere in the world,
так как и в других частях нашего мира,
it is written on the package of the cigarettes that you choose to smoke.
На пачках сигарет написаны предостережения,
that smoking is dangerous to your health.
Там сказано, что курение вредно для вашего здоровья.
And if the government prints it,
и если уже правительство приказывает печатать это там,
they better be right.
Они, наверное, правы.
So, you see, results of smoking are known to us very, very well.
И так как вы увидите, эти результаты курения нам очень-очень хорошо известны.
The diseases of the circulatory system,
и болезни кровообращения,
as well as cancer.
Также и рак.
So, if you choose to smoke, you choose to have one or more of these illnesses.
Так что если вы уже решили курить, вы выбрали себе одну болезнь или больше из этих дегенеративных.
We make this choice in our minds.
Мы принимаем это решение в нашем разуме.
Now the other example.
Другой пример.
Alcohol.
Алкоголь.
If you choose to drink.
Если я решил пить,
you also will have to suffer the consequences.
Мы тоже, значит, должны страдать результатами.
Because alcohol as well as the nicotine in smoking, they're both drugs.
Так как алкоголь и никотин, они оба наркотики.
And when we talk about drugs,
и если мы будем говорить о наркотиках,
then we have a different dimension coming into the picture.
Тогда уже картина дополняется новой дименсией, новым размером.
Then we can also talk about addiction.
И мы тогда можем говорить о наркомании.
In the case of alcohol,
что касается алкоголя,
the immediate danger to our being is, of course, the destruction of very sensitive organs in our body.
Please repeat.
The immediate danger to our being.
Непосредственная опасность нашему существу.
Is the danger of destruction of the most sensitive organs in our body.
Это разложение самых чувствительных органов нашего организма.
And here I have in mind our brain and our liver.
И я подразумеваю здесь особенно мозг и печень,
as well as kidneys.
Также и почки.
Please do not misunderstand me.
Понимайте меня правильно, пожалуйста.
Alcohol does damage elsewhere as well.
Алкоголь вреден и другим органам.
But these are the most sensitive ones to the drug.
Но эти органы самые чувствительные к наркотикам.
When I say drug, we have a problem when we translate drugs. In North America, when we say drug, we mean some chemical substance.
Здесь немного проблема перевода. В Северной Америке слово наркотик, под словом наркотик, это не звучит немного мягче, там подразумеваются и сильные лекарства.
Так, хорошо. Okay, so... are you getting the picture? Can you choose your lifestyle? Can you choose your illness?
Поняли вы, что вы сами можете выбирать свой образ жизни?
Let me see the head.
Покажите головой.
Very good.
Добро.
Wednesday you'll be excellent in your neck exercises.
К среду уже вы имеете могли много упражняться своей шеей, мышцы своей шеи.
See, when I talk to you, when you mean yes, do like this.
Если я спрашиваю, и вы положительно хотите ответить, покажите головой.
And if you mean no, do like this.
Но если вы отрицаете, тогда покажите тоже головой.
Okay, we have another term for the degenerative illnesses.
Мы имеем еще один термин насчет этих дегенеративных болезней.
We can also call them diseases or illnesses of civilization.
Мы можем называть их еще болезнями цивилизации.
Or illnesses of Western man.
Или болезнями западного человека, западного мира.
That means, when we say Western man, by that we mean the civilized man.
Если я говорю западный человек, то подразумеваются все цивилизированные люди.
Now we are not talking politics.
Мы не говорим о политике.
We're not talking East and West in that sense.
Мы не сопоставляем Востока и Запада. Значит, или болезни цивилизированного человека, или западного, так называемого, западного человека.
Now, I mentioned to you that we have peoples or nations on this earth who do not suffer from these illnesses.
Я уже сказал, что есть народы на нашей планете, которые не страдают этими дегенеративными болезнями.
And I have good news for you.
И я имею для вас добрые вести.
You have people like that in this great country of the Soviet Union.
И в вашей большой стране тоже существуют такие народы.
You have them in the high mountains of Caucasus and Uralus.
Они живут на Кавказе, в горах и также в Уралах.
And believe me, they live differently than you here in Tallinn.
И верьте мне, они совсем по-другому живут, чем вы здесь в Таллине и в Прибалтике.
We call them centenarians.
Мы можем назвать их людьми, которые живут обыкновенно больше 100 лет. Специальное слово, не знаю по-русски.
And as we will be talking throughout the seminar,
и когда я говорю на семинаре своей аудитории,
then it will come more clear to you why is it that you have people like that.
Тогда вы будете больше ясно представлять себе, почему могут жить люди так, как они.
You see, I will be sharing with you a natural approach to healing.
Я хотел бы вам представить естественный аспект лечения.
And at this point,
и теперь
you've been sitting here for 1 hour.
Вы уже сидели здесь целый час.
And now we have a break.
И теперь мы должны сделать перерыв.
Remember, we need to reorganize the seats.
И помните, если переводчик пришел, мы должны переорганизовать, значит, сидеть к наушникам туда, которые только по-русски понимают.
Окей, переводчика есть, так?
Ага.
Хорошо. Now, all of us get up, walk
поднимемся
around,
и будем обходить.
And in 5 minutes we come back.
И через 5 минут возвращаемся. Võiks öelda tervishoiu profülaktika, propageerimine evangeelses seisukohast. Ta peab loenguid paljudes riikides ja praegu on ta, võiks öelda, 7-kuulisel turneel Soomes. Ja sealt edasi sõidab Lääne-Saksamaale, Austriasse ja Šveitsi loenguid pidama. Soomes on ta põhiliselt tegutsenud 7. päeva adventkoguduse Ida-Soome konverentsi egiidi all. Ja nüüd juba teist korda on siis sel aastal ka siin Eestis. What more?
That's enough.
No. Kas on selle kohta veel küsimusi ehk?
What is it? Okay.
What is the most strict speciality of those?
I teach preventive medicine.
Kas kõrvaklapid on paigas? Ja, ja. Mikrofoni lähemale. Nii, kui ma siis nende meeste loaga tõstan. Võib tõsta või?
Yeah, put in high, to your mouth. Yeah, okay.
Seda mikrofoni tõsta või? Kumba?
Yeah, that's the one, but it does.
Kumba tõsta?
No, this one is
good. See the tilts. I don't see.
Here, vy все слушаете меня хорошо по-русски? Русские, все.
Они оттуда слушают тебя, в переводе. Не отсюда. Tõlkige kõrvaklappidesse ja küsige, kas oli normaalne. Ei kuule vastust.
Okei.
Okay. Ah, harrasu.
No, pajdem. I'm glad that we have the Russian translator.
Olen rõõmus, et on saabunud vene keele tõlk. Некоторые еще не имеют. Somebody has not yet.
Ну, подожди.
Могу, могу.
Теперь. Let me see the head.
Näidake palun, kas kuulete noogutusega.
Okei. Ну, подожди минуточку. Технические проблемы. Окей? Good. Хорошо, возможно. First, I want to thank the Russian translator to be here.
Esiteks ma tahaksin tänu avaldada vene keelde tõlkijale, kes on kohale tulnud.
You see, I have only 3 days in Tallinn.
Nagu mõistate, mul on võimalik ainult 3 päeval siin Tallinnas olla.
Then I have to go to Leningrad.
Ja siis tuleb mul sõita Leningradi.
And if Heiki would have to translate into Russian,
kui Heiki peaks tõlkima vene keelde,
we would have never finished the seminar.
Siis me ei jõuaks selle seminaariga kunagi lõpule.
You see, I talk rather fast.
Ma tavaliselt kõnelen kiiresti.
When you heard me speaking before the first hour,
kui te kuulsite mind kõnelemas nüüd esimese tunni kestel,
I had to do it slow because of Heiki.
Ma pidin Heiki pärast tegema seda aeglasemalt.
He is an excellent translator into Estonian.
Ta suudab tõlkida eesti keelde hästi.
And you will agree with me later on when you hear him for 3 days.
Ja te saate hiljem sellest aru.
Many people who understand English came to him in Tartu and told him that.
Tartus oli sellest juttu.
Oh, you're making it very modest again. Okay, so now we go on with the seminar.
Nüüd me jätkame seminari.
What are we translating here?
They can understand you in English.
But they're talking there. Why are they talking?
Он спрашивает, почему здесь разговор, это перевод или нет?
Ну хорошо, и кто этот переводчик? Вы, ну, большое спасибо. Я должен знать. Хорошо? Хорошо. Ну пойдем. I will present to you the preventive approach to medicine from 8 different points.
Ma tahaksin teile meditsiiniprofilaktikat esitada 8 eri punktis.
I put them on the board.
Ma kirjutsin need tahvlile.
We'll be talking about pure air.
Kõneleme puhtast õhust.
Sunlight.
Päikesepaistest.
Abstemiousness.
Mõõdukusest.
Rest.
Puhkusest.
Exercise.
Kehalistest harjutustest.
Proper diet.
Õigest toitumisest.
Water.
Veest.
And trust in divine power.
Ja jumaliku väe usaldamisest.
Now, first we want to start with pure air.
Ja me tahaksime alustada puhta õhuga.
Why do we need pure air?
Miks on meil tarvis puhast õhku?
And what component of the air which we breathe are we interested in the most?
Ja missugustest õhu koostis osadest oleme kõige rohkem huvitatud?
And it is oxygen.
Loomulikult vajame kõige enam hapnikku.
You see, without oxygen there is no life.
Hapnikut ei ole elu.
Oxygen for us means life.
Hapnik tähendab meie jaoks elu.
Oxygen is transported throughout the body by red blood cells.
Hapniku kannavad meie kehas edasi punased vereliblad.
And it is done by the special red coloring of the blood cells, which we call hemoglobin.
Ja seda kannab edasi eriliselt, seda seob eriliselt punastes verelibladest sisalduv hemoglobiin, punane kaloriin, värvaine.
The blood picks up the oxygen in the lungs.
Veri saab hapniku kopsudes.
And then carries it throughout the body everywhere.
Ja kannab seda kõikjale organismi laiali.
Now, oxygen in the individual cells helps us to have energy.
Hapnik aitab üksikutes keharakkudes saada energiat.
And obviously we need energy to live.
Energiat läheb vaja selleks, et elada.
Now the binding between hemoglobin and oxygen is temporary.
Need sidemed hapniku ja hemoglobiini vahel on aga ajutised.
In the air that we breathe, there is also carbon monoxide.
Õhus, mida sisse hingame, on sageli ka vingugaasi.
Now carbon monoxide is not an or was not naturally present in our atmosphere.
Tegelikult algselt meie atmosfääris ei olnud vingugaasi.
It is a result of man's lifestyle.
See on inimese eluviisi tagajärg.
You see, carbon monoxide is the result of incomplete burning.
Vingugaas on ebatäieliku põlemise tagajärg.
And because it is in the atmosphere, we have to consider it.
Ja kuna see sisaldub atmosfääris, meil tuleb seda silmas pidada.
Unfortunately, carbon monoxide binds permanently with the hemoglobin.
Kahjuks ühineb vingugaas hemoglobiiniga just nimelt püsivalt.
What happens then in our body?
Mis siis meie organismis juhtub?
When I say binds permanently, that means it takes out of service the red blood cells.
Kui ma viitan püsivale seosele, siis tähendab see, et see viib meie punased vereliblad rivist välja.
They were designed to carry oxygen, pick it up and deliver, pick it up and deliver.
Punased vereliblad on mõeldud selleks, et kanda edasi hapnikku.
No, pick it up and deliver. Deliver it somewhere else.
Ja viia seda edasi organismile.
And if we take him out of service,
ja kui nad rivist välja lähevad,
the result will be a lack of oxygen in our body.
Siis organismis tekib hapniku nälg.
And a lack of oxygen in a fancy language we call hypoxia.
Teaduslikus keeles me nimetame hapniku nälga hypoxiaks.
And for over than 15 years we know now that the hypoxia of the individual cell is the cause of cancer.
Ja juba üle 15 aasta teab teadus, et üksikute keharakkude hypoxia tagajärjeks on vähk.
Please note what I said, hypoxia of the individual cell.
Pöörake tähelepanu just nende sõnadele. Hypoxia üksikutes keharakkudes, hapniku nälg üksikutes keharakkudes.
That should tell you that cancer can then develop anywhere in our body.
See peaks teile ütlema, et vähk võib tekkida meie organismis igal pool.
Because the smallest building unit of our organism is the cell.
Sest meie organismi väikseim, iseseisev koostisosa on rakk.
So, if the red blood cells are taken out of service,
kui punased vereliblad rivist välja on viidud,
and the lifespan of a red blood cells is about 120 days,
ja punaste vereliblade eluiga on umbes 120 päeva,
then you can already in your own mind come to the conclusion that this will be a chronic state of affairs.
Siis võite juba jõuda järeldusele, et tegemist on kroonilise haigusega.
Now, why am I telling you all this?
Miks ma seda kõike räägin?
Because there are other instances in our lifestyle where we ourselves cause hypoxia.
Sest meie eluviis sisaldab juhtumeid, kus see toob kaasa hapniku nälja.
And then we again talk about our free choice.
Ja siin me peame osutama taas oma vabale valikule.
Now, I told you that carbon monoxide comes as a result of incomplete burning.
Ma osutasin, et vingugaas tuleneb ebatäielikust põlemisest.
Now, there are also people who by choice introduce carbon monoxide into their bodies.
On aga inimesi, kes oma enda vabal tahtel viivad organismi vingugaasi.
And then we are talking about smokers.
Ma osutan siin suitsetajatele.
Does anybody here know how many poisons are there in tobacco smoke?
Kas keegi siin olijates teab, kui palju mürke sisaldab tubaka suits?
Let me hear it.
Kas võiksin kuulda vastust? Ei, küsimust mitte. Vastust palun. Kas keegi teab, kui palju mürke sisaldab tubaka suits?
4,000.
Yes. I commend you on your knowledge.
4000 töölde saalist. Ma avaldan tunnustust teie teadmisele.
How did you learn it?
Kust te seda teada saite?
Who said it?
Kes ütles?
Put your hand up.
Tõstke käsi.
Who said 4000?
They are very shy.
Ah, you are shy. Okay, you can come and tell me in the break. Uh-huh. All right. Now, 4000 are present in the smoke.
Suitsus on siis 4000 mürkki.
And 2000 of poisons are present in the tobacco before it is lit.
Ja enne kui sigaret süüdatakse, on tubakas juba 2000 mürkki.
So if you would think I quit smoking and start chewing, that wouldn't work either.
Kui te mõtlete, et ma ei suitseta, vaid närin tubakat, ega see asja palju paremaks ei tee.
You see, our body has to do something with those toxins that we introduce in it.
Nende sisse viidavate toksiinidega peab meie organism midagi ette võtma nüüd.
Now, why would we want to do that?
Miks siis sellist ülesannet talle anda?
There is another aspect of this Healthful Living seminar I want to introduce to you.
On veel üks aspekt sellest tervisliku eluviisi seminaris, mida sooviksin osutada.
And that is the energy aspect.
See on energia aspekt.
You see, anything our body performs,
kõik, mida meie organism teeb,
costs us energy.
Nõuab energiat.
If it is an function which we need for living, that's okay.
Kui tegemist on eluks vajaliku funktsiooniga, siis on kõik hästi.
But if it is something that the body does not, would not have to do,
aga kui see on midagi, mis organismil vajalik ei ole,
then we are wasting energy.
Siis me ju raiskame oma energiat.
In 1973,
73. aastal,
we had an energy crisis in the United States.
Oli Ühendriikides, tekkis Ühendriikides energiakriis.
We ran out of gas.
Bensiin sai otsa.
We didn't have enough gas.
Ei olnud küllalt bensiini.
Now, I have a theory.
Mul on teooria.
That there is an energy crisis in Western man.
Et terve lääne maailma inimene kannatab energiakriisi all.
And as we go through the seminar, I will be pointing this out to you over and over and over.
Ja kui me seminariga edasi läheme, siis ma osutan sellele tõsiasjale ikka ja jälle.
You see, if I introduce any toxins in my body on my own free will.
Ja nagu näete, kui ma omal vabal tahtel viin oma kehasse mingid mürke.
The body has to do something with it.
Siis peab organism nendega midagi ette võtma.
And this we call detoxification.
Me nimetame seda detoksifikatsiooniks, mürkide kahjutustamiseks.
Detoxification takes place in our liver.
Detoxifikatsioon leiab aset meie maksas.
That's our detoxification station.
See on otse kui see keskjaam, kus see toimub.
And again, as we go through the seminar, I will be pointing out to you the different impurities, toxins and waste products which our body has to deal with.
Seminariga edasi minnes me osutame nendele mitmesugustele mürkidele, millega meie organism peab hakkama saama.
And all this costs us energy.
Ja kõik see nõuab meilt energiat.
Do you want to know why we ran out of energy in the United States?
Kas tahaksite teada, miks meil Ühendriikides sel ajal energia otsa lõppes?
Gasoline used to be very, very inexpensive.
Bensiin oli väga odav.
One gallon used to cost about 27 cents.
Üks galloon, see on vist 5 liitri ümber, see maksis 27 senti.
Yeah, one US gallon is 3.75 liters.
Ühendriikide, how many?
3.75.
Ühendriikide galloon, see on 3.75 liitrit.
So that was inexpensive.
See oli tõesti väga odav.
You could say cheaper than water.
Võiks öelda odavam kui vesi.
That's why we have abused it.
Ja sellepärast me kuritarvitasime seda.
Now do you want to know how much it costs now?
Kas tahate teada, palju see nüüd maksab?
4 times more.
4 korda rohkem.
Cost over a dollar for one gallon.
Juba üle dollari maksab üks gallon.
Now we use it differently.
Nüüd me kasutame seda hoopis teisiti.
We became aware of the fact that we were wasting energy.
Me saime teadlikuks tõsi asjast, et me raiskame energiat.
In North America you can do anything you want in the car.
Põhja-Ameerikas on kõike, mida soovite, võimalik teha autos.
We go to the bank in the car.
Me sõidame panka autos.
We don't have to get out of the vehicle.
Meil ei ole tarvis selleks seal autost välja tulla.
We have so-called drive-in tellers.
Tellers,
that's a window where you do your business out of
your selleks, car. Selleks on seal olemas vastavad aknad, kus me saame autost otse oma asjad ära ajada.
We go eat in the car.
Me võime süüa autos.
We have driving restaurants.
Meil on spetsiaalsed autode restoranid.
You know, like McDonald's?
Nagu McDonald's.
You just drive into McDonald's and tell them what you want and they get it ready for you. You don't have to get out of your car.
Me sõidame nendes McDonald's restoranides otse autodega ja välja tulemata anname oma soovid ja meile tuuakse söök autosse.
We go to the movies in the car.
Me võime ka kinno sõita autos.
You just drive in a huge space when there are microphones hanging on posts.
Sõidetakse ühele suurele territooriumile, kus on postide küljes kõrvaklapid ja te võite nad sealt juhtme otsas oma autosse pista.
And you take it from the post hanging inside your car and watch the movies on a huge screen.
Ja te kuulete sealt heli ja tohutul ekraanil näete pilti autost.
We even can go to church in the car.
Ja on võimalik isegi kirikusse sõita autos.
It is similar to the drive-in theater except instead of the screen in the front there is the preacher speaking.
See on nagu vabaõhu teater, vahe on vaid selline, et sellel hiiglaslikul ekraanil on näha vaimulikku.
And then when we die,
ja kui inimene sureb,
we also go to the funeral in the car.
Siis minnakse ka matusele autos.
You see, we use the automobile almost for anything.
Nagu näete, me kasutame autot peaaegu iga asja jaoks.
But then after the energy crisis,
kuid pärast seda energiakriisi,
people became aware of the fact that we were wasting energy.
Inimesed said teadlikuks tõsi asjast, et me raiskame energiat.
And a great awakening regarding healthful living began.
Ja leidis aset suur ärkamine tervisliku elulaadi suhtes.
So I want to share with you in this seminar.
Ja ma tahaksin teile osutada sellel seminaril
the ideas about us as human beings wasting energy.
Please repeat.
The idea of us as human beings wasting energy.
Tahaks esitada teile seisukohta sellest, kuidas meie inimolevused raiskame energiat.
So we become aware of that.
Me oleme näete sellest teadlikuks saanud.
Now you say, no, why are you telling all this stuff about energy?
Nüüd te võibolla küsite, miks ma kõike seda asja energia kohta kõnelen siin.
The good news is coming now.
Aga nüüd tulevad head sõnumid.
You see, our bodies were programmed to heal themselves.
Nagu näete, meie organism on programmeeritud ise ennast tervistama.
If we give it a chance.
Kui me talle selleks võimaluse anname.
And healing process.
Ja tervistamisprotsess
requires energy.
Nõuab energiat.
If we are wasting it somewhere,
kui me seda millekski raiskame,
then the body will not heal.
Siis organism ei tervistu.
Make sense?
Kas on loogiline?
Let me see the heads.
Kas ma võin noogutust näha?
Make sense? Good.
On loogiline.
Let's go on.
Jätkakem.
Now, Pure air.
Puhas õhk.
That's where we started.
Sellega me alustame.
We will be talking more about it in point number 5.
Ja tegelikult me kõneleme sellest rohkem punkt 5 all.
When we talk about exercise.
Kui kõneleme kehalistest harjutustest.
For now just remember.
Kuid nüüd pidage lihtsalt meeles.
Use any occasion you have to go out in the nature.
Kasutage iga võimalust, mis teil on, et minna välja loodusse.
You see, it is the plants who breathe in carbon dioxide.
Nagu mõistate, need on taimed, kes neelevad süsihappegaasi.
And exhale oxygen for us.
Ja eritavad meie jaoks hapnikku.
Only in the nature.
Ainult looduses.
So we need to get out of the city, out in the country.
Seepärast meil tuleks veel linnast välja maale.
Do it.
Tehke seda.
It's good for you.
See on teile hea.
Point number 2.
Teine punkt.
Sunlight.
Päikese paiste.
Very closely connected to, of course, pure air.
Loomulikult väga lähedaselt seotud puhta õhuga.
We can get sunlight on and we step out of the... Another one would be a general, how would I put it? Let's use some other words. Besides that, sunlight has a very, very positive effect on the blood circulation in our body.
Peale selle on päikese paistel väga positiivne mõju meie keha vereringele.
By the stimulation of the skin,
maha stimuleerimise kaudu,
through the expansion of the capillaries,
kapillaaride laienemise kaudu,
blood circulation is improved.
Vereringe tõhustub.
And this is very important.
Ja see on väga oluline.
Because skin,
sest nahk,
is one of our elimination organs.
On ka üks meie eritusorganitest.
We will talk more about it when we talk about fasting in point number 3.
Me kõneleme sellest rohkem, kui tuleb juttu paastumisest kolmandas punktis.
Now, as there were some bad news in point number 1,
mis puutub mõnedesse halvadesse uudistesse esimeses punktis,
there is some bad news in point number 2.
On halva uudised ka teises punktis.
In point number 1 it was carbon monoxide.
Esimeses punktis oli selleks vingugaas.
In point number 2 it's ultraviolet rays.
Ja teises punktis on selleks ultraviolet kiired.
You see, if we expose our body for a massive dose of sunlight.
Nagu mõistate, kui me paneme oma keha välja suurtele päikesepaiste doosidele.
Even once in our lifetime.
Kas või üks ainus kord elus.
It could eventually result in cancer.
Siis võib lõppude lõpuks tekkida vähk.
We still do not know the mechanism how it works.
Me ei tea veel, missugune on selle tekke mehanism.
But obviously there will be some damage to the genes.
Kuid ilmselt on kahjustatud geenid.
And the results will appear 10, 15, 20 to 25 years after that damaging exposure.
Ja isegi see kahjustus võib välja tulla kuni 25 aasta vältel.
We have 3 different types of skin cancer.
On kolme eri liiki nahavähki.
The first one is basal cell carcinoma.
Esimene on basaalne karsinoom.
Or we can call it basalioma.
Või basalioom. Meerikul võib olla täpsem termin. Doktor on ära läinud.
That is the least malignant of cancers known to man.
See on inimesele vähim ohtlik vähivorm.
It usually does not metastasize.
Tavaliselt ei ole siin metastaase.
That means it doesn't form secondary cancers.
Tähendab, ei teki vähisekundaarseid vorme.
And it can be located anywhere on the body.
Ja see võib tekkida kõikjal organismis.
Most commonly it is on the face though.
Ja kõige sagedamini esineb see näol.
And out of the face most commonly on the nose.
Ja out of the face.
Out of the face, most commonly on the nose. Mm-hmm.
Ja näol kõige sagedamini ninal.
Why?
Miks?
Because our nose sticks out.
Ja sellepärast, et nina on nagu ettepoole suunatud, paistab päikese kätte kõige rohkem.
And when we go out in the sunlight, that's where the sun comes first, on the nose.
Ja kui me välja päikese kätte läheme, siis paistab päike kõige enam ninale.
The second type of cancer,
teine vähi tüüp,
is squamous cell.
What it is?
Squamous cell, like cell, individual cell, squamous cell cancer. Mm-hmm. Squamous cell cancer.
Good. I don't remember. Kas keegi saab aidata terminiga? Meedikud on siin.
We just leave it as it is, squamous ja. Cell, and we go ja. On.
Ja squamous cell, see on otseses tõlkes niisugune kokku surutud rakk, and aga meditsiini terminit. Kuidas? Ja mingid tihendid, jah, ei tea.
And this one is more dangerous.
In Latin, perhaps.
That's it, squamous.
Mm-hmm. That's tihenenud kohed, keegi ütles.
This one is more dangerous.
See on ohtlikum.
Because it is an invasive type of cancer.
Sest see on edasi kanduv vähk.
That means it's not, it doesn't have regular borders.
See tähendab, et sellel ei ole kindlaid piirjooni.
The basalioma is usually round.
Basaalne kartsinoom on harilikult ümar.
With very well pronounced borders.
Ja teravate piirjoontega.
The squamous cell is like a hand with fingers.
Sel teisel vormil on see sarnaneb otse kui inimkäele sõrmed laiali aetud.
Besides that it also forms secondary cancers, metastases.
Ja siin tekib ka metastaase, vähisekundaarsed vorme.
Now both of these types of cancers are well treatable with the knife.
Mõlemaid neid vähivorme on hästi võimalik ravida kirurgilisel teel.
Of course, in the second case we have to remove quite a large area because of the fact that the cancer is invasive and we don't see that it's inside the skin.
Loomulikult teisel puhul tuleb küllalt suured piirkonnad välja lõigata, kuna need metastaasid ei ole alati naha all.
The third type of cancer and the most malignant known to man.
Kolmas vähitüüp ja inimesele kõige ohtlikum seni teada olev
is melanoma.
On melanoom.
Now this, all these three types of cancer in the skin can be induced by exposure to the sun.
Ja kõik need kolm vähivormi võivad tekkida päikese käes olemisest.
Now the third one, the melanoma,
see kolmas vorm, melanoom,
is a type of cancer which starts growing in the flat pigmented spots on our skin.
See hakkab arenema naha pigmentaarsetel osadel, mis on naha pinnaga ühel tasandil.
Please watch my mouth.
Jälge nüüd tähelepanelikult.
I am saying flat.
Ma ütlen ühel tasandil.
That means there is no growth.
See tähendab, et need ei ole väljapoole kumerad.
And it's a dark pigmented spot on our skin, which most of us have.
Need teised punktid, mis on kumerad, need on enamikul meist.
And this cancer kills within weeks.
Aga selline vähk, millest oli juttu, võib tappa nädalate kestel.
It metastasis through forms metastasis throughout the whole body very, very quickly.
Metastaasi võib tekkida kõigis organismi osades ja väga kiiresti.
Now the good news.
Aga nüüd head sõnumid.
As I told you, we do use sun in healing.
Ja nagu ma ütlesin, me kasutame päikest ka raviks.
And in institutions which you also have in the Soviet Union.
Ja asutustes, mida on ka Nõukogude Liidus,
where natural healing methods are used,
kus kasutatakse looduslikke ravimeetodeid,
they would also have a solarium.
Seal on ka solariumid.
That's a place where you go and expose your whole body to the sun.
Need on paigad, kus tervele kehale lastakse päikest peale paista.
Remember, I told you earlier that the sunlight invigorates our body.
Mäletate, ma ütlesin teile enne, et päikese paiste elustab meie organismi.
But we have to do it very, very carefully.
Aga meil tuleb seda teha väga ettevaatlikult.
We usually start with 2 or 3 initial minutes.
Me alustame tavaliselt 1-2 minutist.
Of exposure on each side of our body.
Mõlemale keha poolele.
We do this laying flat on the on something, laying flat down.
Me teeme seda lamades.
So the back side and the front side.
Nii ette kui taha.
And we increase this very, very slowly.
Ja me suurendame doosi väga aeglaselt.
About 1 minute per day.
Keskmiselt minut päevas lisame sellele.
Up to about 15 or 20 minutes total.
Ja suurendame vaid 15-20 minutini.
Why do we do that so carefully?
Miks nii ettevaatlikult?
You see, our body has pigment.
Nagu mõistate, meie kehas on pigmentid.
And when it's exposed to the ultraviolet rays part of sun spectrum.
Ja kui me paneme oma keha välja ultraviolettsele kiirgusele, mis moodustab osa päikese spektrist.
This pigment will come from the pigment cells which are deeper in the skin to the surface of the skin.
Siis need pigmentrakud, mis on tegelikult naha sugavamas osas, tulevad pinnale.
And we call this process tanning.
Ja me nimetame seda protsessi päevitamiseks.
So it also will depend for the doctor who will prescribe this solarium treatment.
Nii see sõltub siis sellest arstist, kes kirjutab patsiendile välja solariumi ravi.
What type of basic suntan do you have?
See sõltub, missugune on selle patsiendi niisugune naha jume kategooria.
You see, some of us are fairer and some of us are darker.
Mõnedel on tõmmum nahk, mõnedel heledam.
And some of us expose our bodies more regularly to sunlight than others.
Ja mõnedel inimestel on harjumus sagedamine päikese käes viibida kui teistel.
So all that has to be considered.
Ja kõike seda tuleb arvesse võtta.
The next point is abstemiousness.
Ja järgmine punkt on mõõdukus.
Abstemiousness is an old-fashioned English word and means moderation.
Inglise keeles on see termin kuulub vanasse inglise keelde ja see viitab niisugusele kasinusele, eesti keeles ka natuke vanema termini.
For the English speaking, this is a different word to the word abstinence.
Inglise keeles on veel üks sõna ja see on hoidumine tõlkes.
Now moderation, what do we mean by that?
Mida me mõtleme mõõdukuse all?
We mean by that we do not overdo anything we do in our life.
Me mõtleme selle all seda, et me ei tee midagi elus liiga palju.
We do not oversleep.
Ei maga liiga palju.
We do not overdrink.
Ei joo liiga palju.
We do not overeat.
Ei söö liiga palju.
We do not overwork.
Ei tööta liiga palju.
We do not over-exercise.
Ei tee kehalisi harjutusi liiga palju.
And so forth.
Ja nii edasi.
That means we have to have some common sense.
See tähendab, et meil peaks olema mingi kaine meel.
To know when to quit.
Teada, millal lõpetada.
Remember, I told you we are creatures of habit.
Ja nagu mäletate, ma ütlesin, et me oleme harjumuste olevused.
So I will be pointing out to you all these different habits that we have collected in our lifetime.
Ja ma tahaksin osutada kõikidele endale mitmesugustele harjumustele, mis oleme oma elu jooksul omandanud.
And if we want to change our lifestyle,
ja kui te tahate muuta oma eluviisi,
we have to change our habits.
Siis tuleb meil muuta harjumusi.
Because our lifestyle is a set of habits.
Sest meie eluviis, see on harjumuste kompleks.
And I will be teaching you here in these 3 days.
Ja ma tahaksin õpetada siin nende kolme päeva kestel.
An alternate lifestyle.
Seda alternatiivset teistsugust eluviisi.
That's a fancy word.
See on ka niisugune erialane sõna.
What does it mean?
Mida see tähendab?
What is an alternative?
Mis tähendab alternatiivne?
That's another possibility.
See on teine võimalus.
It's something else.
Tähendab midagi muud.
And maybe some of you know something about this alternate lifestyle.
Võib-olla on teie hulgas inimesi, kes teavad üht-teist sellest alternatiivsest elulaadist.
And maybe for some of you, you will hear it for the first time.
Aga võib-olla on siin kedagi, kes kuulevad sellest esmakordselt.
I was very happy when we lectured in Tartu.
Ma olin väga rõõmus, et võisin Tartus loenguid pidada.
There were very many people who were very well informed about healthful living.
Seal oli tohutult palju inimesi, kes olid suurepäraselt informeeritud tervislike eluviiside kohta.
So we had a good time sharing.
Ja
good time sharing.
Ja meil oli võimalik aega kasutada vastastikusteks konsultatsioonideks.
And also they do have a health club down there.
Ja seal on ka tervisliku elulaadi klubi.
And I encouraged them.
Ja ma õhutasin neid
to go on with this health club.
Jätkama selle klubi tööd.
And become more active.
Aktiivsemaks veel muutuma.
Share what they know.
Oma teadmisi jagama teistega.
So now is the time to encourage you.
Ja nüüd on mul aeg teid õhutada.
I would like to encourage you for wherever you come from, it doesn't matter.
Ma tahaksin teile öelda, et ükskõik kuhu te lähete, see ei ole oluline.
If it's Latvia, Lithuania or Estonia.
Kas on Läti, Leedu, Eesti ja nii edasi.
If you don't have a health club, form one.
Kui teil ei ole seal elukohas tervisliku elulaadi klubi, siis moodustage see.
And if you don't want to call it club, call it a group, whatever.
Ja kui te ei soovi seda nimetada klubiks, siis nimetage seda grupiks või rühmaks, ükskõik kuidas.
But you see, if you make a club,
kui te teete selle klubi,
and make it official,
ja kui teete selle ametlikult,
you will have something to say to the affairs of your republic.
Siis on teil ka mõju oma vabariigis.
Regarding health.
Tervise valdkonnas.
So I encourage you to do that.
Ja seepärast ma õhutan teid seda tegema.
Remember, we have perestroika now.
Pidage meeles, teil on perestroika aeg.
So there is an opportunity.
See on võimalus.
And we all need to share what we know with the other human beings.
Ja me peame jagama kõike seda, mida me teame ka teiste inimestega.
That's why I'm here.
Sellepärast ma siin olenki.
When I was here in May,
kui ma olin siin maikuus,
this auditorium was full.
Siis oli see auditorium tulvil inimesi.
Every evening.
Iga õhtul.
And people were interested.
Ja inimesed olid huvitatud.
And we have given you materials.
Ja ma andsin teile ka materjalid.
In the meantime, since May, they were translated into Estonian.
Ja vahepeal on need tõlgitud eesti keelde.
So I invite you to share them.
Ja ma kutsun teid üles neid materjale jagama teistega.
They are not copyrighted.
Need ei ole patenteeritud.
I am writing a book.
Ma kirjutan tegelikult raamatut.
But if at all possible, I do not even want to copyright the book.
Kui see osutub võimalikuks, siis ma ei taha ka oma raamatu järeltrükki ära keelata, patenti võtta.
I want as many people as possible in this world to know how to live healthfully.
Ma tahaksin, et nii paljud inimesed kui võimalik saaksid teada tervislikust eluviisist.
That's the only goal I have in my life.
See on minu elu ainus eesmärk.
I have no other.
Mul ei ole teisi.
Just to share with as many people as I can what I know.
Vaid jagada inimestega kõike seda nii palju kui ma tean.
Thank you for your attention.
Tänan teid tähelepanu eest.
We come back to moderation after 5 minutes.
Ja 5 minuti pärast me tuleme selle mõdukuse probleemi juurde tagasi.
Up and walk.
Tõuseme üles ja kõnnime ringi.
My Estonian mouth.
See on minu Eesti suu siis siin kõrval.
I guess some people took a longer walk. Some people took a longer walk. There is some people missing.
Nähtavasti on mõned inimesed kaugemale jalutama läinud.
I do not know if anybody told you, but this meeting will end at 1:30 this afternoon.
Ma ei tea, kas te olete teadlikud, et see
1:30.
Et see esimene seminari osa lõpeb meil kell 1:30.
That's what I just found out.
Ma sain sellest ka ise praegu teada.
So we still have plenty time to talk.
Nii et meil on siiski küllalt aega veel rääkida.
So let's go on with abstemiousness.
Jätkame nüüd selle mõõdukuse punktiga.
Moderation.
Mõõdukus, kasinus.
We need to remember these different points that I am sharing with you.
Me peaksime nüüd meelde jätma need eri punktid, mida tahaksin teile edasi anda.
We need to incorporate them into our life every day.
Need me peaksime rakendama oma ellu igal päeval.
Sadistjes, пожалуйста. Now the good news.
Nüüd need head uudised.
Remember, we are creatures of habit.
Pidage meeles, me oleme harjumuste olevused.
And it takes only 21 days to change a habit.
Ja võtab ainult 21 päeva, et harjumust muuta nii keskmiselt.
So I put the magic number on the board for you.
Ja selleks ma kirjutasin siia tahvlile selle maagilise arvu.
So you will remember that.
Ette see meelde jääks.
21 days.
21 päeva.
3 weeks.
3 nädalat.
Said sometimes to them, but they don't care. I am not.
Okay, so the good news is
Head uudised on
that if we become aware of the fact that there is something which we want to change,
kui me saame teadlikuks tõsi asjas, et meie eluviisist tuleb midagi muuta,
that we will have to concentrate on that fact,
siis me peame keskenduma sellele faktile,
and start practicing the new habit.
Ja hakkama seda uut harjumust ellu viima.
And it will take up to 3 weeks to gain that new habit.
Ja võtab umbes 3 nädalat, et see harjumus meis juurduks.
So that's good news, isn't it?
Kas pole see hea uudis? Kas pole?
Is it?
Jah.
And as we go through the seminar, I will share with you actual cases of people who did that.
Ja kui ma seminariga edasi lähen, siis ma toon näiteid tegelikest inimestest, kes nii toimisid.
And they were at any age.
Igasugusest vanusest inimesi.
This is possible to do at any age.
Seda on võimalik teha igas vanuses.
You know the saying, it is never too late.
Te teate ütlust, ei ole iialgi liiga hilja.
Okay, now I mentioned to you toxins, impurities and waste products.
Ma mainisin teile toksiine, ja laguaineid.
And waste products.
It is the same.
Oh, impurities. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Laguaineid, mürkaineid, roiskaineid.
Right. Now, the question is, how do they get in our organism?
Küsimus on, kuidas need meie organismi satuvad?
Well, there is two ways. From the outside.
Kaks viisi, väljaspoolt.
And also the waste products, those are the products resulting from our body's metabolism.
Ja produktid, mis tekivad meie kehas metabolismi ainevahetuse tagajärjel.
Now our body has to get rid of them.
Meie organism peab neist vabanema.
That we call detoxification.
Ja me nimetame seda selleks detoxifikatsiooniks, ehk mürkide kahjutustamiseks.
That costs us energy.
See nõuab meilt energiat.
So we want to be aware of what we allow to enter in our body.
Ja seepärast me peame olema väga valvel, mida me lubame oma organismi sisemeda.
Now these toxins and impurities come in our body with the air that we breathe.
Need toksiinid, laguained, sattuvad meie organismi näiteks õhu kaudu, mida me sisse hingame.
In the water we drink.
Veega, mida joome.
In the food we eat.
Toiduga, mida sööme.
And then, as I said, they are in our body as a result of our metabolism.
Ja nagu ütlesin, nad on ka ainevahetuse tagajärjel tekivad organismis.
Now, regarding the air,
mis puutub õhusse,
we have already talked about pure air.
Oleme juba kõnelnud puhtast õhust.
There is something we can do about our microenvironment.
On midagi, mida me saame ette võtta enda mikrokeskkonna suhtes.
Microenvironment is the immediate environment around us which will be enclosed.
Mikrokeskkond, see on meie ümber olev vahetu keskkond, millel on niisugused piirid, kuhu me suletud oleme.
As opposed to macro environment, and that's the environment outside.
Selle vastandina võib osutada makrokeskkonnale, see tähendab kaugemal väljaspool olevale keskkonnale.
You see, the micro environment I can regulate.
Nagu mõistate, seda makrokeskkonda ei ole meil endal võimalik reguleerida.
That's in this room.
Aga mikrokeskkond on selles ruumis ja seda me saame.
At your house.